Hello, it's 6 p.m. on a Friday. So it's time for Shut Up Weirdo. I'm Frangry.
I'm Michelle.
You're listening to WFMU, the best radio station in the world.
Ever.
We just had a costume party.
Fun stuff.
If you want to see some photos, you can go to frangry.com. Michelle's dressed very nicely. We had Reese's peanut butter cups as a snack.
Frangry had a witch hat on.
I chose the most, you know, what other hat would I choose, Michelle?
I thought it was perfect.
Exactly. When I picked it up, in fact, you said, perfect!
I did.
So thank you for that, Michelle.
And I meant it.
We also have some other good news.
I'd say it's great news.
About 25 minutes ago, Michelle and I designed our t-shirt, and it is phenomenal.
Spectacular.
I mean, amazing.
Unreal.
To the point where, how old is Lila? 8 or 9?
7, I think.
7. She walked in and said, that's cool. Am I wrong?
You're right.
It is unbelievable. Michelle, can I get another adjective? Please?
Amazing.
You already said that one.
No, I didn't. Anyway, it's great.
It's so awesome. We just have to work out a few details, but you guys are going to like it, and we're very excited about
Strong concept.
Yeah.
Topical.
It's beautiful. You see what happens when you and I come together, Michelle?
Beautiful things.
Beautiful things. Anyway, you can call us.
I hate that.
I know, that's why I do it. At 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is, who are your celebrity, your fantasy celebrity parents? They don't have to be age appropriate. They don't have to be together. They don't even have to be a man and a woman.
They definitely don't have to like you.
They don't. Yeah. This is fantasy style today.
So who's yours? Did you change your answer?
No, my answer is the same, and you're going to make fun of me because it's so cheesy. I couldn't think of a mom, though.
Who's yours?
Tom Hanks.
So weird.
He's a nice guy. I feel like he'd be a really good dad.
That is so weird.
It's not that weird. Yours is weirder. Yours is awesome.
Mine's awesome.
But it's really weird.
Mine is Christopher Walken as my single dad.
It's pretty beautiful. In fact, I think you won the show.
It's perfect.
Like, I don't think anyone's going to top that. The fact that you have to, like, that you said he's your single dad, too, is just amazing. Wait, should we do, like, choose your whole celebrity family? Like, who would be your brothers and sister?
That gets complicated.
Oh, okay, fine.
Let's see how the parent thing goes. And it's a funny topic since it's Mother's Day that we're having people pick different parents. That means you didn't read one of my emails because I said that in one of the emails I sent you this week.
And then I wrote, I didn't even think of that. Do you not realize I'm trying to use our awesome banter for on air?
Oh, I didn't realize that's what you were doing.
Nice. Way to blow it.
I thought you didn't read my emails.
No, I read your email.
Angry.
I wrote back, bro. It's really hot in here.
Oh, my God, it is.
201-209-9368. Who are your fantasy celebrity parents? You can also join the comments community by going to wfmu.org and clicking on the playlist link. Our playlist is pretty awesome, actually, I must say.
Already?
Our comments board is really fun, I think.
It's super fun. It's always very active.
Yeah.
People are friends on there. People get excited to say hi to each other on there.
And nice. Every week I say hi and bye.
It's very big of you.
I also read all the comments every week while I'm on the air, also trying to talk. That's a big deal, no?
You are talented.
Thank you. I'm
you
a natural.
A Renaissance woman.
All right, we got the phones ready because we're off the chain already. We doing this? Ready to get the party started?
Nah.
From one party to another.
That's right.
Shut up, weirdo rolls.
So weird.
All right, Christopher Walken. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frangry. Hi, Michelle.
Hey,
hi, Johnny.
All right, so I got two sets. I got a healthy set, and I have an unhealthy set.
All right.
So the healthy parents, I think, would be Morgan Freeman and Judi Dench.
Okay.
Judi.
They would make great parents.
Judi Dench?
What a weird couple, though.
Yeah, I guess it's a little strange.
Okay, what?
And that's your normal one.
Yeah, what's your weird one?
Wait, didn't Morgan Freeman have, like, sex with his stepdaughter or something?
I thought his granddaughter was like a porn star or something.
Something.
There's something scandalous there.
Yeah.
Well, I like his voice. I'd be able to go to him with problems and he would like calm me down.
And you
I
would like
know.
Believe everything he said.
Yeah. The unhealthy couple would be Woody Harrelson and Juliette Lewis from Natural Born Killers.
I think that's pretty awesome. That's healthy.
Like a murderous road trip with them.
Ooh, that's a good answer.
Do you think that movie stands the test of time? I haven't seen it in a long time.
Me either, actually. Probably, though. All right, Johnny Muller.
Did you graduate, Johnny?
Next week.
Next week.
I'm excited for you.
I'm done. Thank you.
I am getting you a present. I just haven't thought of it yet.
Okay. Okay. I appreciate it.
All right, have a good one.
Bye.
I need to think of a good one. Let's see what's happening on the comments board. We have, Robin says R. Kelly and some 15-year-old girl.
Oh, Robin. Ew.
Bonesy Maroney says Phyllis Diller and Hunter S. Thompson. that's it.
That's it? Come on, guys. WFMU.org. Join the comments community. Call our show, 201-209-9368. What's she doing now?
She said Michael Jackson.
Oh, Robin. People are going to say, like, Jeffrey Dahmer and Charles Manson.
I love Charles Manson.
Come on, you don't.
In, like, I'm fascinated by him kind of way. Not,
I think
like,
he's
kind of
boring.
I love him. Danny D says, Morgan Freeman rumor wasn't his stepdaughter, it was his granddaughter. Call us at 201-209-9368. Who are your fantasy celebrity parents? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello, Pat.
Hey, Spike.
Healthy parents, Little Richard and Aretha.
I don't think Little Richard is healthy for anyone.
Oh, he's the true king of rock and roll, and Aretha's the queen of soul.
She is.
You can't get any better than that.
Aretha
That's actually
would
a good,
be,
a, yeah,
Aretha
that
would be
good,
good.
Yeah, that is a good one, actually. Did Spike just make the list? No. Aretha's pretty good.
It is a good one.
I think Spike just made the list.
All right.
And you said unhealthy, yes?
Well, whatever, yeah.
Unhealthy would be Clarence Thomas. And Michelle Bachman.
Really? Why? Ew, who would want them as parents?
No, that's why it's unhealthy.
So are we doing, like, two versions for everyone? I'm okay with that.
Are you? Clarence Thomas.
Yeah, ew. Bill Clinton and Lewinsky?
Bill Clinton, yes. I would go for Bill Clinton, but not Monica.
Oh.
Hillary, yes, but not Monica.
All right, Spike, you're on the list. Listen,
okay.
Have a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, here's a good one. Hold
what?
On. Where is it? Peanut says his mom would be Vivian Westwood. Awesome. And his dad would be Phil Donahue. That is such a good combo. It's all about the combo.
Yeah, maybe it is about the combo.
Yeah, although yours was pretty good. Jennifer says Morrissey is my mom. And Hall & Oates are my dad's. Jennifer's on the list.
That's awesome, Jennifer. That's a really good one.
Morrissey is my mom.
He'd be a good mom.
Yeah,
he'd
totally.
Be all, like, making you eat healthy and caring about animal rights.
That was good.
Morrissey is my mom.
201-209-9368. Who are your fantasy celebrity parents? You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on the WFMU. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Tilda Swinton. Ooh. And Andre the Giant.
That's so weird. I do love me some Tilda Swinton.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Like, you know, she's smoking weed with her, like, 6-year-old kids or something. I feel like she's just whatever.
I feel like
everything.
She's magic.
Magic?
Yeah, like she's like a magical creature.
Like a fairy?
I don't know. She seems like a unicorn or something.
Kind of.
Andre the Giant. It would hurt when he hugged you.
Well, not
I'm not
going
to say
dead,
what I'm thinking.
Hmm?
But not anymore because he's dead.
Yeah, that's true. Aw.
All right, well, have a good one.
I will.
Oh, that guy. The I will guy.
I will. Every week. Every single week.
Good for him. He has a bit. He has consistency.
Danny D says he's waiting for the Mamacy reality show.
The what?
Mamacy, like Morrissey's mom. 201-209-9368. Who are your fantasy celebrity parents? Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt would adopt me.
Gross.
Yeah, or Michelle and Frangry would adopt me.
That's been said.
Yeah. They said, said they would adopt me.
We would not be good moms.
I don't care.
I don't care.
I don't care. All right, have a good one, mister.
You too.
I would be a good mother.
I would be, too. I was just kidding. Didn't you see how I swaddled that doll earlier today?
I did.
Even Scott was like, you did that?
Good swaddle.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I don't even know why I know what that word means. Tilda Swinton, Robin says, Tilda Swinton starts dating Christopher Walken. Teenage Michelle feels conflicted.
That makes perfect sense.
Robin and you have a connection.
I think so. Christopher Walken and Tilda Swinton would be a great couple.
Yeah, why have they not had sex? Do you think they have? Do you think there's like a secret Tilda Swinton, Christopher Walken baby somewhere?
Maybe.
That'd be awesome. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yes, would be my favorite part. Fantasy parents would be Phoebe Cates and Kevin Kline.
Ooh, that's pretty good. I love them. She was hot.
Yeah, and see, my sixth parents would be maybe Marina. I'd play the father of Lee Harvey Oswald, and Marina Oswald would be my wife.
Awesome. What's your name, okay, mister?
Sean.
All right, Sean, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Have a good one. Bye. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I just wanted to respond to your Tom Hanks as a dad. I don't know if you guys know, but Tom Hanks has a son who is an aspiring white rapper. Obviously, he's white as Tom Hanks' son. An aspiring gangster rapper named Chet Hayes.
Okay, never mind. Way to ruin it.
Thank you for letting me know that.
I quit.
My pleasure.
Wait, what's the name? Chet what?
Chet Hayes.
Oh, come on,
yeah,
man.
It's really what you did.
Awesome.
He's not my brother. I'm switching Tom Hanks for someone else. I just have to think.
Thank you, sir.
All right, bye.
Have a good one. Maybe in a good artist. Who could I choose?
Wait, what?
Maybe I'll switch Tom Hanks to like a good artist or something. What about Bjork? She'd be a dope mom.
Then Matthew Barney would be your dad.
Oh, then I'd want, you know, he's hot. I'll take that.
Stepdad. He can be your stepdad.
Yeah, I'll take him as my stepdad. If you guys know what I'm saying.
I think all the Shut Up Weirdo listeners probably know what you're saying.
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is, who are your fantasy celebrity parents? Hi, you're on the radio.
Good evening. I think I'd like to have Zeus for my father and John Wells for my mom.
Who's the second person?
Dawn Wells.
I don't know.
She played Marianne on Gilligan's Island.
Oh, she's a cutie.
I mean, you want, don't, like, come on, Zeus.
Scary.
Yeah, that would make me a son of a god.
That's delusions of grandeur, my friend.
Well, you said it was fantasy.
Yeah. You're right.
It's true.
You're right, I did.
Have a good night.
All right, have a good one. That's a good combo.
I am surprised no one said God yet.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you're right. Oh, my God. Shut up. Michelle and I have a date tonight.
Are we going out?
I don't know, whatever.
I am excited.
I mean, it doesn't sound like you want to. We going out? I offered to buy her dinner at, like, our favorite place. And she was like, can we just stay in? I was like, oh, Jesus. All you have to do is sit there. It's free.
I said it for two reasons. One, because I'm always, like, so, expired after the show. Honestly, it's very difficult for me to do things. But the other thing is we really have to work on our premium.
Yeah, but we already did.
No, we have to work on it more.
What do you mean?
Like, pick the parts and
order
them.
Yeah, but we don't need to be together to pick the parts. We can just email each other links until we find the cheapest one.
I feel like we should do it together.
But it's the same thing. Doing it over email is still doing it together.
I just wanted to get it done tonight.
It can be done this weekend.
Okay, let's fight about this after.
I'm not fighting. We're just having a very healthy discussion. Two people who work together. But what the best process is.
I'll let you buy me dinner.
I don't want to anymore. 201-209-9368. You know what's pathetic? I'm like dying to go to a nice restaurant and I've offered it to two people to buy them dinner and they've both been like, nah. I mean, come on.
I didn't say nah. I do feel like going. You know what my problem is? I just never know how I'm going to feel. So it's hard for me to say yes, because then if I'm like having a meltdown or I just don't feel like it.
Well, obviously, if you're having a meltdown, we're not going.
I know, but then I don't like to cancel plans. So it's easier for me not to make plans sometimes.
Yeah, but it's just me. Like, you know.
I do like spending time with you.
Thanks. Thank you. I really appreciate you saying that, actually. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Call us at 201-209-9368. Who are your fantasy celebrity parents? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, ladies. All right, I got a few. One of them, Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston. my next one is my favorite one. Biggie Smalls and Lil' Kim.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And then if you want your kid to just not be able to talk at all and be a meathead, you can do Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Gross.
That'd be scary.
Couples, right?
I have a serious thing for Sylvester Stallone. Well, when he was young and in, like, Rambo.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why. It's really weird.
I have a thing for a young Matt Dillon.
For young
Ew.
Matt Damon?
Like, young Matt Dillon.
Wait, but Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston are good.
That's
what's
a good one.
What's your name, mister?
Brian.
All right, Brian, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour, and you might win a free T-shirt.
Sounds good.
All right, have a good one.
You too.
Hey, Joe, let's go, says Frangry and Johnny Muller.
You're smiling.
I like that one.
201-209-9368. Call us and tell us who your celebrity parents would be.
Wait, King Ding says Iron Chef Masahiro Morimoto and Pam Grier. Like, what is going on? How are those even the two people you pick?
Do you ever watch Iron Chef?
I used to when I used to, like, smoke a lot of weed. But it was really fun to watch Iron Chef stoned.
I liked it when I wasn't stoned.
And then you'd, like, go to Taco Bell.
You know, did you ever try and guess the secret ingredient before it came on?
No, is that what you guys used to do?
Yeah, and Kenny always used to get it. It was really
How?
Weird.
That's so weird.
He'd be like, pork. And then all of a sudden they'd, like, unveil the thing and it'd be like, pork.
Shut up.
I swear to God.
Like, what percentage of the
no,
time?
It happened, like, twice, but it still was, like, amazing.
Of all the foods, he guessed it twice.
Well, of all the times we watched it.
That is crazy. That is kind of crazy, actually.
I bet you never guessed it.
No, I never tried, though. But I probably wouldn't have. Mr. E says Snoop Dogg and Oprah. That's a good one.
Snoop Dogg would be a good dad,
yeah,
right?
He seems awesome. Yeah.
I think it would be difficult.
I feel like
to
he's just a really good guy, too.
Oprah's daughter would be difficult. Like, how can you live up to that success?
Yeah, you can't live
You'd
up
crumble.
To it. Yeah. You'd be a total drug addict slut.
That's probably why she never had kids.
Probably. She knows what she would do to their self-esteem.
And she needed to focus on her career because you couldn't be Oprah and have kids.
No, that's just too much for any woman.
Even Oprah.
Call us at 201-209-9368. Who are your fantasy celebrity parents? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, Frankie, I'm surprised you didn't pick one of the Beatles to be your father.
I don't think
you
that's...
You hang up on me now?
Yeah, she doesn't think it's funny.
I don't think that's funny. And I don't even know their names.
You know the Beatles' names.
No, I don't.
All right, so for my father, I want John C. Reilly.
Mm-hmm.
And I want Tina Fey for my mommy.
Who? Oh, Tina Fey.
Ooh, yeah.
That's a good one.
What's your name, mister?
Adam.
Adam, you're on the list, but not for John C. Reilly, only for Tina Fey.
All right.
All right, have a good one.
Michelle, go out to dinner.
Okay.
Okay, well, it's not up to her anymore, is it?
It's
not. It's up to me now. King Dean says Oprah never had kids because she's a lesbian.
Lesbians a can lesbian. Have kids.
She dates that guy.
Stedman?
Yeah, Stedman. She's still with that guy?
Yeah.
Poor guy. He probably asks her to marry him a million times a year, and she's like, no, thank you.
I don't think so.
Well, she's an independent woman.
I don't think
he likes her?
I don't know.
You think she's a lesbian?
I think their relationship is a complicated thing that we can't even pretend to understand.
Because we don't have billions of dollars?
So many reasons.
Look, if you were Oprah, would you get married? I don't think so. Why would you get married? You're not giving your money away to some dude.
But getting married doesn't have to do with money.
Well, when you divorce him, it does.
She would make him sign a prenup.
There's holes in prenups. Wait, I'm going to spit my vodka out. Don't make me laugh right now.
There's holes in prenups.
As I'm, like, drinking vodka out of a wine glass.
Sad.
Or awesome, depending on how you look at it.
What kind of holes?
I don't know. Isn't there, like, loopholes and all that stuff?
I don't know.
I don't know either. It's not like either of us are ever going to have prenups. We don't have any money.
I'm not even going to have a nup. A prenup. What do I need that for?
I'm not even going to have a nup.
Like a nuptial.
I'm crying. Yeah, I get it. Thank you. You probably have a nup. 201-209-9. This is my favorite show ever. 9368, who are your fantasy celebrity parents? I don't even want to answer the phone because I'm having so much fun.
Answer the phone. The calls are great.
Ugh. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
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 I have, some fantasy celebrity parents for you.
Let's hear them.
So I was thinking Kevin Spacey and Johnny Depp.
He's gay. Oh, perfect.
Exactly. All right.
Johnny Depp's not gay. He's engaged to that lesbian.
No, but Spacey is.
Well, it's fantasy, right?
Yeah, fantasy. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I don't think Kevin Spacey would be a good father.
Me either. He seems like he's really self-absorbed and a jerk.
And distant.
Like, very cold.
Never hugs.
Always drinks whiskey and, like, just looks at you and keeps walking.
I bet he looks at you and keeps walking.
Like, death
all
stare.
The time.
Death stare looks at you and then just keeps on walking. Like, you're not even there.
Oh, no. Well, that wouldn't be, like, so far-fetched because I have some of those traits.
Perfect. Awesome. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Have a good one.
Would Johnny Depp be a good dad? I bet he would.
No, dude.
He's probably a good dad.
He just left his wife to go marry.
It wasn't his wife.
Whatever. They were together for like 15 years. He left her to go marry a 23-year-old bisexual actress. Like,
she is gorgeous.
She is gorgeous. I'm not saying anything. Like, but come on. Dude's got problems. Guido from Cologne says Kermit and Miss Piggy.
Oh. I want Animal to be my dad.
I'm all stuffy.
Sorry. You should neti pot.
I have one, actually.
I got two nosebleeds this week.
That's weird. You doing blow?
No. I don't like cocaine. I only like downers.
Oh, that's weird. I don't like downers. I only like uppers.
That's weird.
That's weird because you're usually down and you like downers and I'm usually up and I like uppers. Like, what's up with that? Shouldn't it be the other way around?
I guess so, but it's not.
Huh. Who knew? 201-209-9368. Who are your fantasy celebrity parents? Hi, you're on the radio.
What's up, Nup?
What up?
Nup. You gotta use Nup now.
He said, what's up, Nup?
Mary Poppins.
Perfect.
And what's that guy's name? He's got his own TV show. A couple of days, he was taken off the TV show. He was a drug addict, so.
Well, that kind of isn't very specific.
I can't remember his name, though.
What else you got?
He was caught with hookers and stuff.
Charlie Sheen?
Yeah, Charlie Sheen.
How did I know that?
He would be a terrible
father. Yeah, what's wrong with you? You just want to, like, sneak into his room, take his money and his hookers
and
his blow.
Cocaine.
That's not very responsible, my friend.
Well, but Mary Poppins would be perfect, though, right?
Mary Poppins would lock his drugs up tight.
Yeah, Mary Poppins should have been Charlie Sheen's mother.
Yeah.
He would straighten him out.
That was good. All right, mister, have a good one.
Later, Nup.
Danny D just said you're the Rust Coal of Shut Up Weirdo.
Oh my God, thank you.
Yeah, we know this. We know this already.
I've been told that before.
I know. I'm the total Woody Harrelson, and she's the total Rust Coal. We know. We laugh about it. It's like the perfect. It's perfect.
It's such a compliment, though.
It is.
Every time I hear it, it's makes beautiful. Me happy. Thing.
It's true. It's really true. Yeah.
I love that show.
I know you do, honey. I know you do. Tom Sizemore and Heidi Fleiss.
Ouch.
Robin says, are dads supposed to do stuff other than death stares and walking by? Thank you, Robin. Thank you.
We did have that discussion upstairs.
Yeah, I was like, who has a dad that cares? And Michelle was like, some people do, Fran Green. I was like, no. Nobody does. Oh, sigh. I finished my drink.
That's because
it was all water.
Yeah.
It was mostly water.
Mm-hmm.
I fill it up to here.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a lot, is it?
If we keep talking about it, that annoying guy's going to call.
I don't know what you're talking about. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, how you doing? My fantasy, are we still talking about fantasy parents?
Yep. Yeah.
Well, my fantasy parents would be Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Ooh.
I hear he has a little bit of Filipino in him. I'm 100% Filipino.
Mm-hmm.
And for his partner would be Andy Dick because he's really funny.
He's crazy.
He's not funny.
He is crazy.
He's not crazy. Oh, my God. Have you seen that American Dad where he, like, shoves stuff up, like, his butt and stuff?
Well, yeah, point proven. He's crazy.
Oh, my God, he's effing hilarious.
Is he funny? I don't know if he's funny.
All right, what else?
Do you think they're a good couple or not? Like, would they raise me right?
No, they would not raise you right.
I think The Rock would be a good dad.
They would get divorced within a year.
Why don't we find them right now and, like, give them a child and see if it works?
All right, have a good one. He was annoying me. Hey, Joe, let's go, says David Bowie and Mick Jagger.
David Bowie and Iman are probably good parents.
Wait, Dale says Robin Bird and Ron Jeremy.
Who's Robin Bird?
That chick from, like, that New York One public access porn channel that was on for, like, 50 years.
I don't know what that is.
What? It was, like, just naked people dancing in front of a camera. It was on New York One, like, public access. And I think at some point she, like, interviewed them or something. She's, like, super famous New York One, like, porn weirdo.
Why don't I know who she is?
You should Google her when you get home. She's kind of rad.
I'll probably know who she is if I see her.
Yeah, you will. Yeah, I mean, you have to. All right, call us, 201-209. What the hell was that? 9368. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, how are you?
What's up?
First of all, Michelle, you came up with a really good topic for tonight.
This wasn't my idea.
Excuse me? Why do you think it was Michelle's idea? It was my idea, buddy.
I just wanted to cause disharmony between the
two. It was my idea.
He just wanted to cause disharmony.
Michelle gets all nervous when...
I'm not mad at Michelle, mad at you, bro.
I do get nervous.
Why are you nervous?
If anybody says Michelle's name before, frankly, upset. She's going to get upset. All right. So anyway, my mother would be Natalie Portman.
Natalie
Portman.
That's really creepy.
Andy Kaufman.
Choosing Natalie Portman as your mom is weird.
Why?
Because you know you want to sleep with her.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's weird. You can't choose someone you want to have sex with as your mom. It's bizarro.
Well, she wouldn't be my natural born mom, would she?
Yes. What do you mean? Okay. This isn't like adoption. No.
All right. Then let me have Margaret Thatcher.
I like that he went from Natalie Portman to Margaret Thatcher.
I mean, are we? Yeah. Okay, have a good one.
Andy Kaufman was a good one.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
Scott James.
Hi, Scott James.
What's up, guy with two first names?
That's right. I'm wearing my Shut Up Weirdo shirt right now.
Yeah!
Which one?
Winnings. I'm wearing my winnings. I got two combinations for you. I hope that's okay.
Yes.
One would be John Goodman as my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And Diana as my mom.
And
okay,
who?
First of all, Princess Diana as your mom is great, except that she dies early, so...
No, this is fantasy.
It's fantasy.
So she doesn't die.
She lives forever.
Is she still a princess?
I mean, the other guy said Miss Piggy and you let that slide.
Is she still a princess, though?
Yeah, she could still be the princess. I don't have to be a prince. I could be like a bastard, like on Game of Thrones.
Yeah, like on Game of Thrones.
Greg said John Goodman last week when we asked about this topic. Yeah, it's not the...
Okay,
yeah.
Fine, then
that's,
I got...
No, that's fine. You didn't know that he said
I think
it.
John Goodman would be good.
Yeah.
Richard Branson, the eccentric
rich guy?
Virgin millionaire.
The Virgin Atlantic guy?
He is a millionaire.
Ew, dude, that guy's awful. I'm sorry.
That guy thinks
he's
cool because he can, like... play a E chord or something
on
the guitar.
Whatever. You have that much money, you can just buy whatever. I don't know. He's just gross. I'm not down with that guy.
I think all dads think they're cool if they could play an E chord.
Do you?
So, yeah. That's
okay, I don't know what that means, but I bet I could play one.
I'm sure you can play one, Frank.
Thanks, Michelle.
Especially if he was married to my mom as Martha Stewart.
Do you think Martha Stewart would be a good mother?
I do.
No way. All she cares about is herself.
I'm sorry?
All she cares about is herself.
I don't know. I just think that she would be great. She's
you
a great homemaker.
Need help.
She's been to jail, so she's not.
Listen,
like,
buddy, you've got a serious, like, bad judgment here. Everyone you've chosen has been bad for you. Am I wrong?
I just think you're getting.
I mean, these are
nutty
really
right now.
I
they're
like,
really.
I feel like everyone
you.
He is choosing is a really bad choice.
See, I think
you said John Goodman was great.
Oh, yeah, okay, that one was
You're just
funny.
Getting very emotional.
Okay, but the last two were really bad.
Why did they upset you so much?
I don't know, because they're just, like, rich jerks.
That's
I didn't
why.
Know you hated Princess Diana, too.
No, those two were fine.
It's Martha Stewart
and the Virgin Atlantic guy. They're just, like, rich jerks. Why would you want them as parents?
Okay, well, judge me by my first pair.
Okay, I'll judge you by your first pair, and I'll give you a thumbs up on that one.
Okay.
All right, have a good one.
I like how mad you got.
I'm sorry, I did get a little crazy,
got
right?
Really emotional.
It just was like, why would you pick them? Of all the people in the world, just because they have money? Ew. Sorry.
It's okay.
Very sorry.
It's okay. Are you okay?
Jeff in Pune says Andy Breckman is his mom and station manager Ken is his dad. Stay lovely. I take station manager Ken as my dad. He's a good dad. He's better than Tom Hanks.
Then would you be poised to, like, take over the station?
Most definitely. No, I wouldn't be able to do that.
But Daisy's gonna run this place one day.
You think so? Is it like that?
No.
Liz will run this place one day.
We shouldn't talk station politics.
Oh, sorry. 201-209-9368. Who are your fantasy celebrity parents? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, this is Jeff in Pune.
Hello, Jeff in Pune.
Where's Pune?
What's that?
Where's Pune?
I'm in Hawaii, on the Big Island.
Nice.
Former New York City, I escaped from the island.
Lucky.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I think I might go to Hawaii in September.
Really?
Hey, I got a guest room. You're invited.
You wish, bro.
I'll take it.
I'm going to Maui.
It's all right, I got one for you.
I'm going to the Baby Island.
What's that?
I want to go to the Baby Island.
I like
the
word
island.
Oahu.
You might be talking about Kauai.
Oh,
that's the Garden Isle.
Kauai. Oh, there's like code names for all of them.
Yeah, it's funny.
I didn't know that. So up, John? Is it John? Is that what you said? John from Pune?
Oh,
Jeff from Pune.
Jeff, John.
Same thing, whatever.
Whatever.
So who are your parents?
All right, here's my choice. Andy Breckman. As my mom.
Yeah, I just read it on the air.
We just said that one.
Oh, did you?
Oh, I read it off the comments
and Ken Friedman
board.
Ken is my dad.
Yeah, we just had a little talk about
it. How Ken would be a good dad.
Yeah. Okay. Well then.
Aloha.
Yeah, right. Aloha. I love your show.
Thanks.
Have a good day. And,
have a good one.
Cheers.
You
I'm
too.
Raising a glass to you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Aloha.
See ya. Who are you texting? What are you doing?
Nobody. Hi, you're on the radio.
I don't understand why you're allowed to be on your phone and I'm not allowed to be on my
phone. I can multitask.
I can multitask, too.
What's up, madman?
How you doing tonight?
What's up, madman?
Usual. Feel a little funny tonight because the full moon's coming up on Wednesday.
You're feeling wild?
Oh,
you
yeah.
Gonna turn into a wolf, bro?
Oh, yeah.
It really does affect your body, Tide.
Yes, it does. Listen, my dad's name is Edward Cullen, and my mom's name is Bella Swan.
Wow. Wow, this might be the single cheesiest call we've gotten all night, and it came from the toughest listener.
I can't believe Madman's making a Twilight reference.
I've got superpowers from
Oh him. My God.
And my mom, forget about it.
For those people who don't know, Madman just referenced Twilight.
Did you catch that?
I'm, like, still in shock, Madman. I don't know if I can...
I arm wrestled her one night, and she beat me.
I can't talk. I think I'm blown away. I think this call just blew me away.
Hey,
it really gives me a new perspective.
Guess what I'm drinking tonight?
What?
Bud Platinum. Bud Platinum.
Blood Platinum.
No, that's my other drink. Tomato juice tonight. I don't know. It's just... Just something about the red and the taste.
Oh, I see. Because you're a vampire. Very funny. All right, Madman.
All right, ladies. Hey, have a great upcoming week, and say hi to your mom for me.
Say hi to your mom for me.
All right.
All right, have a good one.
Later.
I can't believe Madman made it Twilight.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
What's up?
Joe from Cranford.
Hi, Joe. Who are your celebrity parents?
My mom would be Ellen DeGeneres, and my dad would be Sandra Bernhardt.
Sandra Bernhardt's pretty good.
Wait, that's actually a good combo.
That's a good couple. Poor Portia.
Forget her. She's kind of boring anyway, no? That's a good one. All right. Have a good one.
You too.
Carmichael says Charlize Theron and Mr. T. What? Who's Henry Darger?
He's an outsider artist.
Johnny Muller says Henry Darger and Frida Kahlo.
That's a good one. But Henry Darger was like asexual and a hermit.
That's not the point. We can pick whoever we want.
He is a very good artist.
Ellen DeGeneres would be a good one. No?
I think Sandra Bernhardt's a good one.
She's crazy. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, guys. So, I've got good parents and bad parents.
All right.
I'm thinking Lee Marvin and Madeline Kahn for my good parents.
Mm-hmm.
And for my bad,
I love Madeline.
Evel Knievel and Courtney Love.
Courtney Love.
That'd be some high-speed madness.
Yo, when I was a teenager, I used to love me some Courtney Love.
Yeah.
Of course. Did you?
But yeah. Married to Evel Knievel. Come on.
It's embarrassing.
All right. Through This is still a good record.
So good. I was listening to it the other day. All right, have a good one.
Thanks.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, all right, I got two for you.
All right, go.
All right, if I wanted to be like a great athlete and a beautiful physical specimen, I would choose Laird Hamilton and Gabriella Reese.
Ew, you... She's gross. Can I just say that out loud?
Is Gabby Reese the volleyball player?
She looks like a man.
Who's the first person?
Her husband?
I don't know him.
He's a surfer, right?
Yeah. They live in Hawaii. He surfed like some of the biggest waves ever.
I mean, he's like a crazy surfer. Like super tan, like white blonde hair. Like everything you think of when you think surfer.
That sounds like a cool parent.
Yeah, Gabrielle's not gross.
She kind of looks like a bro. Like, she doesn't have any hips. Like, you know what I mean? Just her body type. But I guess she's just athletic or whatever. I mean, more power to her. She's tighter than I am.
Yeah, and I like the kiteboard, so that's why I would choose them.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah.
On the other end of the spectrum, if I wanted to be a raving lunatic, I would pick Sid Vicious and Courtney Love.
Sid Courtney Vicious. Love is in that Sid and Nancy movie. Remember
that
movie?
She's terrible in that movie.
Yeah. Gary Oldman plays Sid Vicious in that movie.
I used to love that movie.
I had it on tape. I used to watch it every day.
Mm-hmm.
All right, have a good one.
All right, you too. Bye.
Hey, Joe, let's go. Says, Ron Paul as my dad and Xena Warrior Princess is my mom. Ron Paul. 201-209-9368. Who are your fantasy celebrity parents? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I'd like my mom to be Patsy Cline.
Ooh, I love me some Patsy Cline.
Oh, I'd like my dad to be Marty Feldman, and then if they pass their talent on to me, I could be the world's greatest novelty country singer.
Yes! Good answer. I love Patsy Cline.
Mm-hmm.
All right, have a good one, mister. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey.
Hi.
So I think I would go for Mel Gibson as my dad. Just a little crazy, thinking Mad Max adventure. And then for my mom would be so passionate about her son, of course, Linda Hamilton, Terminator 2 mom.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Dudes love her in that movie.
Wait, that's really good. What's your name, mister?
I think that'd be a good combo. We do, like, adventures, and Mom would show me how to, like, hack into ATM machines, and
Mom.
Daddy Mel would just be kind of...
I don't know about him. He's gross.
Yeah, something. I don't know about him.
Yeah, he's a bad choice, but she's a good choice. What's your name?
Steve,
you're on the list, but only for Linda Hamilton, not for what's his name. All right, have a good one.
Have a good one.
Ooh, Mike from Union says Clint Eastwood and Helen Mirren.
I love Clint Eastwood in those old Dirty Harry movies.
He's so hot. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Am I to tell you my fantasy parents?
Yes, please. You're on the air.
Oh, okay. Samuel Jackson as my dad. Did you do that one yet?
No, actually.
Either Julie Roberts as mom or the woman that played Jim Morrison's wife.
Meg Ryan? Meg Ryan.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, she looks gross now.
And then my divorced parents would be Kurt and Courtney, but Kurt as my mom and Courtney as my dad.
All right. Kurt would be a good mom.
All right, have a good one.
All right, you too. Thanks.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Hi.
My dad will be Robert De Niro, not the great Santino, but Taxi Driver.
Scary.
Yeah.
And Miss Manners as his wife and mom.
Miss Manners, like from those books?
Yeah.
Scary.
Wait, that's really good. Wait, what? How do you even come up with that combination?
Yeah, that's so weird.
I just think a Taxi Driver needing someone to teach him Miss Manners, so you know, I figure they can be good for each other, and then I would be happy.
What's your name, mister?
It's Bob.
Bob, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free T-shirt.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
That's pretty good. All right. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
We should have been asking everyone if their parents were still married or divorced, too. Who are you crossing everyone off? Who's winning?
I'll tell you who I left on the list.
Okay.
Jennifer with Morrissey as my mom and Hall & Oates as my dad is pretty good.
Great.
Brian with Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston. I can cross that out, right?
Yeah.
Adam had Tina Fey as his mom. I thought that one was good.
It's good, but
it's not a combo.
Yeah.
And now Robert De Niro and Miss Manners, I think, is really good. It's a good combo.
It's so strange.
It's so good. Those are the two.
Okay. Well, people still have 15 minutes to win a T-shirt if they can please Frangry. 201-209.
Why do you say it like that? It's not that hard. Call us at 201-209-9368. Who are your fantasy celebrity parents? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frangry. Hi, Foodbet.
Hi, Danny D.
Hi, Danny D.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing all right. I think I have the definitive answer.
Let's hear it.
Johnny Cash and Joan Jett.
Ooh, that is a good combo.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Except she's a lesbian.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Well, that's so, I mean, I'm not... Mom. I mean,
yeah,
not,
it doesn't matter. It's just mom.
With mom, so
their sexual problem is between them, not you. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's actually a good combo, but you're not
on
the list.
Guys.
All right, have a good one.
Have a happy Mother's Day, and take care of Pancake.
Okay, I will. I think he's gonna give me flowers.
Aw, have a good one.
He's not. Okay, yeah, have a good one.
He's not because he's a stuffed animal.
What'd you say?
What do you call him again?
My buddy. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frankie. Hi, Michelle.
What's up?
Hi, it's just Ted.
Hey, Ted.
Hey. So I thought of Well, the father was easy, but the mother was a little tougher. But I have George Bailey as my father.
Who's George Bailey?
You probably know him as Jimmy Stewart. George Bailey was the character he played on It's a Wonderful Life, or in It's a Wonderful Life.
People love that
movie. All right, who else?
Okay, because he's very fatherly in the movie. And the other one, the mother was harder, and trying to pair somebody up with him. It's either, I was thinking maybe Katy Perry.
Ew, hanging up. Sorry, I can't.
Wow.
Who the hell wants Katy Perry as their mom?
Maybe he just likes her big boobs.
Oh, I guess I could understand that. Like, it's just a natural thing that he wants Katy Perry because she has giant boobs.
I don't know.
Ew! She's so gross.
I know.
Ew, her songs are so bad.
I don't even know any of her songs.
Something about fireworks or something.
Let's move on.
201-209-9368. Sorry, just Ted. It was just so bad. I'm sorry. I feel bad for hanging up on him. Don't you want me as your mom, Michelle?
What?
Yeah.
No.
Oh. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, my parents would be Pee Wee Herman and Pat Benatar.
That's awesome.
Wait, that is kind of awesome. Pat Benatar, she's badass.
Yeah, she's rad.
You could grow up like in Pee Wee's Playhouse.
So
with
cool.
A badass mom.
That'd be awesome.
All right, have a good one.
That sounds so fun.
Wait, Robin just said, LOL, Katy Perry. That came from a deeply infantile place in him. Thank you. Oh, my God. Hi, you're on the radio.
The good ones would be Shaq and Maria from Sesame Street.
Shaq?
Wait, the basketball player?
Sure.
Oh, my God, I love him.
Why?
I don't know. Have you ever seen his Twitter? It's really funny.
No, it's funny?
Yes. He's really funny.
Do you think he writes it?
I don't know. Whoever writes it deserves a prize because it's really funny.
Remember when he was a rapper?
He's hilarious.
Is he?
He was a movie star. He was in Kazam.
He does do a lot of things.
And then the bad ones would be Kim Jong-un and Amanda Bynes.
Ugh. Yeah, those are terrible.
Katy Perry is worse than Amanda Bynes.
Wow, it's still really upsetting you.
I can't get over Katy Perry. That is just so inappropriate.
I'm sorry that you feel that way.
Oh, my God. Okay, have a good one.
Have a good one.
Ellen says, Tavis Smiley. Who's that? And Kris Jenner.
Oh, God. Tavis Smiley is like a talk show host, isn't he? Oh, no, he's a radio host?
Mm, whatever.
Talk show host?
Hi, you're on the radio.
He's on NPR.
Hello.
Hey.
Are you there?
Yeah. Yes. Who are your celebrity parents?
I want my mom to be Katy Perry.
I'm hanging up. Hi, you're on the radio.
What's happening?
I can't take it.
It took me a while to pick this one up, but Muammar Gaddafi and Jalen Coffin, assuming that Gaddafi is still alive, which he's dead.
It doesn't matter if they're alive or dead. Yeah.
Gaddafi is this crazy, eccentric ruler of a country, and Jalen Coffin could sing me to sleep as a child using her sweet, melodic voice.
All right, have a good one.
Yep, thank you.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I want my parents to be Cruella de Vil and Sylvester Stallone.
That's a weird combination.
Yeah, but they'd be so... Okay, Cruella de Vil, stylish.
Yeah,
that's true.
Sylvester Stallone, I think he'd be a great dad. He's strong, confident, he's protective.
It's not bad.
All right.
All right, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio. Hey, you're on the air.
Turn down your radio.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Yeah.
What?
You there?
I love it when they make us wait.
We're here.
Okay, so my celebrity parents would be Rodney Dangerfield as my dad. And then I'm torn between, because I don't know if it's a good pair between Rodney and Patricia Arquette. But I like Patricia Arquette, so that'd be kind of weird.
That sounds like a good one.
Oh, my God, this is amazing.
Or,
no, don't ruin it.
Queen Elizabeth and Rodney Dangerfield?
No, stick to Patricia Arquette. What's your name, mister? What's your name?
Chris.
Chris, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free t-shirt.
Cool. Thanks.
Have a good one.
Bye.
My list is double-sided tonight.
Rodney Dangerfield's a good
one. Awesome. I love him. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I have kind of the two ends of the spectrum, but if I wanted to turn out real crazy, probably end up like a gremlin or something, but Danny DeVito and Cyndi Lauper.
That doesn't seem that crazy.
I think the Danny DeVito throws in a weird mix.
Yeah, I don't know.
What's your next one?
If I wanted to end up really cool, end up Al Pacino, but as Serpico.
Mm-hmm.
And Enya.
Enya.
That's a weird mix.
That's funny. Okay, have a good one.
You too.
Just Ted says, okay, not the best choice, but I saw an interview and she seemed sweet. I can make better choices if it was about boobs. Good point, Just Ted.
All right, we only have a couple minutes left.
No, this is so fun. Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
I said hello.
Hello.
This is a little off for probably for most people, but Steve Allen and Maureen O'Hara.
Who? I don't know who Maureen O'Hara is.
You don't know who Maureen O'Hara is?
No.
Oh, my God. You never saw, let me think, How Green Was My Dolly?
Mm-mm.
How about The Quiet Man?
No.
Oh, well, anyway, she was a fabulous movie star from the 40s and 50s into the 60s. And I think she's actually still alive. Steve Martin, though, is not. Mm. Steve Allen.
Steve Martin would be a good dad.
Wait, yeah, that's better. That's the best one so far. All right,
Steve
have a good one.
Too.
Okay, bye. Hi, you're on the radio.
I don't like it when you hang up.
Sorry.
Hello?
Hey, what's up? You're on the radio.
Hey, I was thinking Katie Holmes.
What?
Katie Holmes.
Not like what I didn't hear you. What? Like what? Why? What?
And Tyler Perry. So when they got married, she'd be Katy Perry.
Goodbye. Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, hi. Okay, I want Tim Gordon and Bill Murray.
Nice.
Yeah, okay, thanks. That's all.
That was a good one.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, I'd like to have Michael Caine, because he's Welsh.
I like him.
And Zsa Gabor.
That's weird.
Hungarian.
That's weird.
And Bea Wilhelm.
Oh, my God! What is wrong with you?
Can you say that?
Too late. Jesus. That was good. Hi.
I got one for you.
Let's hear it.
Carol Burnett and Harvey Korman.
Who's Harvey Korman?
He was a co-star on the Carol Burnett Show.
He's
in the movie Blazing Saddles.
When I was growing up, Carol Burnett was my favorite person in the
we
whole world.
We should watch more Carol Burnett.
Let's watch some tonight. I loved her. Oh,
she is an inspiration.
Find some of the old shows on YouTube. Plus, you get Tim Conway and Vicki Lawrence as your aunt and uncle.
All right, have a good one.
Great answer.
Thanks.
My God, how am I going to choose?
I don't know, but you don't have very much time.
I don't know if you can get better than Morrissey as my mom, to be
yeah,
honest.
Yeah, that's such a good one.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Greetings, Zaldacious ladies.
Tommy O'Shea.
Listen, I just want to, like, cut in here real quick. I know, you know, like, the subject here wasn't my favorite, but nonetheless, what I want to do is, like, wish your moms a very happy Mother's Day. And all the people are out there, and I love them all, and they're all cool. And that's all I want to do is wish everybody a happy Mother's Day, and God bless for mothers. They're the greatest people on earth.
All right.
And they came out with, like, girls like yourself, and Madman, myself, and we owe them a lot. So just want to, you know, touch base with you. And I'll talk to you guys sooner or later. God bless.
All right, nice touching base. Have a good one. How much time do we have?
A minute or two.
Oh. Like, one more call?
We can take one more call.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how are you? It's Bennett.
Hey, Bennett.
Hey, Bennett.
So, I think my dream parents would be Leonard Cohen and Patti Smith.
That's a good one.
Anyone who chooses Patti Smith is good.
Yeah, she's great. So, Leonard Cohen and Patti Smith or Jimmy Page and Patti Smith. That'd be cool, too.
I don't know about Jimmy Page.
You know about Jimmy Page?
Yeah, no.
No.
All right, have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye, ladies.
Wait, Andy Bland says Prince in Apollonia. That's good. Okay, do I have to pick a winner now?
Yeah, you might as well.
All right, do we want Morrissey as my mom and Hall & Oates as my dad?
Sounds good.
Robert De Niro from Taxi as my mom and Miss Manners. Wait, as my dad? Wait, no, bad comma. Okay. Rodney Dangerfield and Patricia Arquette.
I kind of like Morrissey as my mom.
I mean, who you can't beat Morrissey as your mom.
Yeah, that's funny.
All right, Jennifer, you're the winner. Yes. Email us your T-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 and online at wfmu.org. We'll be back next week with an all-new episode of Shut Up Weirdo at 6 p.m. Stay tuned for Billy Jam.
Was the night before Christmas.
Bart goes, you know, oh, I want to see some birds get sucked into engines. Rare ones. And then Lisa says one of the most brutal jokes I think ever.
One of the most brutal jokes.
Wow, I'm going to meet the first female stealth bomber pilot. During the Gulf War, she bombed 90 mosques, and her name is Lisa, too.
It was the night before Christmas.
Satanists.
Christmas.
Christmas.
And occultists.
Christmas.
Christmas is a joyous time of year.
Thank you for inviting me.
Christmas.
I've been waiting for this for quite a long time.
Aw.
Aw. Aw. Aw. Aw.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Thank you for inviting me. I've been waiting.
Aw. Hi, you're on the radio.
An army base during an Aryan shell.
Hi, you're on the radio.
What's the matter, Homer? Somebody leave a lump of coal in your stocking? You've been sitting there sucking on a beer all day long.
So?
So it's Christmas.
Thanks, Mo.
Drinks all around!
What with that crazy get-up, Barn?
I got me a part-time job working as a Santa down at the mall.
Wow, can I do that?
Well, I don't know. They're pretty selective.
Do you like children?
What do you mean?
All the time? Even when they're nuts? I certainly do.
Welcome aboard, Simpson. Pending your successful completion of our training program, that is.
Ho, ho, ho! Ho, ho, ho! Ho, ho, ho! Ho, ho, ho!
What is it now, Simpson?
When do we get paid?
Not a dime till Christmas Eve.
It was the night before Christmas.
And then I want some robotoids, and then I want a goop monster, and then I want a great big giant...
You don't need all that junk. I'm sure you've already got something much more important. A decent home and a loving father who would do anything for you.
Hey, I can afford lunch. Give me a bite of that donut.
Get a load of that quote-unquote Santa.
I can't believe those kids are falling for it.
Hey, Milhouse, I dare you to sit on his lap.
Oh, yeah? Well, I dare you to yank his beard off.
Ah, touche.
I hope you feel better, Santa.
Oh, I will when Mrs. Claus's sisters get out of town. Thanks for listening, kid.
Hey, Santa, what's shaking, man?
What's your name, partner? Little partner?
Well, I'm Bart Simpson. Who the hell are you?
I'm jolly old Saint Nick.
Oh, yeah? We'll just see about that. Homer.
I want a word with you in Santa's workshop, little boy. Cover for me, Alfie.
Don't kill me, Dad. I didn't know it was you.
Nobody knows. It's a secret. I didn't get my bonus this year, but to keep the family from missing out on Christmas, I'd do anything.
I'll say, Dad, you must really love us to sink so low.
Well, let's not get mushy, son. I still have a job to do. Hey, little one, Santa's back. Ho, ho, yo! Damn it,
Every day is like Christmas to me. Every day is like Christmas to me. Ha ha, yeah.
Ah, son, one day you're gonna know the satisfaction of payday. Receiving a big fat check for a job well done.
Simpson, Homer, here you go.
Come on, son. Let's go cash this baby and get presents for... $13! Hey, wait a minute.
That's right, $120 gross. Less Social Security, less unemployment insurance,
but
less Santa training,
Santa
less costume
training.
Purchase,
wait a
less
minute.
Beard rental, less Christmas
but,
club.
But,
see you next year.
Oh.
Come on, Dad. Let's go home.
$13? You can't get anything for $13.
All right, 13 big ones. Springfield Towns, here I come.
What?
You heard me. I'm going to Dog Track. I got a hot little puppy in the fourth race.
Want to come? Sorry, Barney. I may be a total washout as a father, but I'm not going to take my kid to a sleazy dog track on Christmas Eve.
Come on, Simpson. The dog's name is Whirlwind. 10-1 shot. Money in the bank.
Uh-uh.
Oh, come on, Dad. This can be the miracle that saves the Simpsons Christmas. If TV has taught me anything, it's that miracles always happen to poor kids at Christmas. It happened to Tiny Tim, it happened to Charlie Brown, it happened to the Smurfs, and it's gonna happen to us.
Well, okay, let's go.
Come on over, honey, and give your Uncle Dolomite a kiss. Well, what you want, baby?
Won't you tell me a story?
You want me to tell you a story?
Hell yeah, me too.
Yes, honey. I'm gonna tell you a story about the badass Eazy-E. He was drinking whiskey and gin at the age of 3. Listen and listen well. He's a bad mother...
Give me that goddamn book. Here, let me read you this one. Christmas in Compton. It was a silent night. Yes, a holy night. Until Mr. Claus turned into Santa Claus, right?
Mary must have picked up the bus. Mary must have picked up the bus.